Well, coming up this weekend, the Cass County Master Gardeners will be having their annual fall plant sale. We want to talk about that here this morning. Kate Olson is with us. She's the Cass County Extension Director, and she also seems to be the person, the point person for the Master Gardeners a lot of times, too, and that's the case today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I always kind of pull you in on this stuff. I'm good. Thank you very much. Hey, the Master Gardener Fall Plant Sale. We had one earlier this year.
Yes, they do them twice a year.
Went well.
Yes. Yep. Our fall plant sale and our spring plant sale always go well. It's always, people are always excited in the spring to get out and get in the garden for the first time. And then in the fall, everybody's kind of been looking at their garden all season and they're like, okay, I need one of these and I need one of these and I need to fill in this hole. So it's a good time to do a plant sale.
Puzzle pieces.
That's
right. You
gotta
fill in the rest of the puzzle. Is the fall plant sale a pretty popular one then?
Yeah, I would say, honestly, the last couple of years, our fall plant sale's been even more popular than the spring plant sale. It really depends on the weather. Sometimes by the spring plant sale, a lot of things aren't up yet. And also, people, their garden's a little fresher in their mind for the fall plant sale. So they know kind of what colors they have, what shapes and colors they're missing. We try and do a really good job of labeling all our plants with how big they get. Are they shade? Are they sun? What color are the flowers? So people can kind of visualize by the fall plant sale kind of more what they're looking for. And the plants are a little more robust at the fall plant sale. They've been growing in the garden all season. They've been divided. They sometimes even still have flowers on them, so you can kind of get a feel for what that color's like. So we usually have really good turnout to the fall plant sale.
And they've been nurtured all season long by professionals, by people
That's
who
right.
know what they're doing.
By true master gardeners.
So we should be getting quality.
That's right.
All right. We're going to hold you to that.
Yes.
All right. Well, the plant sale is this Saturday, September 9th, at the Cass County Community Center. We say that. It's actually going to be out front, right?
Yes. Yep. It's in the front parking lot, right as you enter the fairgrounds there at the top of the hill, right in front of the community center. So if you go in the main gates, it should be right in front of you there.
You're going to find it pretty easily. Find a place to park and then do your shopping. Now, it says it begins at 8 a.m. and, I don't know, runs until whenever, but it's best to get there early.
Yes, yes. So especially our high-demand plants, we never know exactly what we're going to have or how many of what we're going to have. So if there's something that you definitely want, a plant you definitely have in mind, be there early for best selection because, you know, we don't have a warehouse in back where we're refilling as stuff sells out. Whatever's out there is out there, and when it's gone, it's gone.
It's a pop-up one-day sale. It's going to happen, and it's all going to go.
Yep.
And you've got quite a pretty good variety, it looks like, too, a lot of things. What are they focused on certain types of plants?
So they're all divided perennials. We don't do a lot of, at our spring plant sale, we have some master gardeners that start annuals or that start vegetable plants or something like that. The fall plant sale, we really focus on those divided perennials that have been growing all season. We do have some bulbs. I know we have some master gardeners bringing like surprise lily bulbs, things like that. So we will have some bulbs that master gardeners have dug out of their garden. So those will be on the sale as well. But most of them are going to be divided perennials that are suitable for dividing and replanting in the fall.
Now, are most of these plants or do you have some things that could be going in a, say, for example, a vegetable garden or something too?
Primarily, these are going to be decorative plants. We have a lot more of the vegetable garden type varieties in the spring, mm-hmm. Just because most of those are annuals. We may have some people dividing things like lavender or other herbs, but that's pretty uncommon. Lavender herbs in general don't divide really well. They might, you know, produce little offshoots or seedlings, so some of those might be potted up. But primarily, especially at the fall plant sale, they're going to be those perennial decorative garden plants.
Okay. I think we've kind of hinted around the margins here too, but specifically, we're not buying and reselling from another wholesaler. These are things that are coming directly out of the, typically the gardens
yes.
or the growth areas where the master gardeners are working with theirs too. They're thinning the herd, I guess, a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. Thinning the herd for sure. And a lot of perennial plants that grow really well in Iowa need to be divided. So that's something else. If people are kind of wondering what works well, or if you have plants in your own garden you're wanting to divide, we do have publications and resources on that as well. But most perennial plants that grow really well in gardens in Iowa need to be divided every 2 to 5 years, depending on the type of species, or they'll start to get thin, they'll start to get overcrowded in the garden. So they really need to be divided every several years anyway. So this is just a good way. Some gardeners will, you know, plant a plant and then every couple years divide it and just fill in their own garden. once you run out of space in your own garden, then it's time to start giving them away or selling them. So
then you better know your neighbors.
That's right.
Very good. When you're working with these types of things, you're buying and getting these items from master gardeners, so they can offer a lot of help. Do people ask a lot of questions? Do they always know what they're looking for and what they're specifically getting?
It varies. We have some regulars that come every year. They kind of know, oh, I'm here to look for the hostas, or I'm here to look for the lilies. You know, I want to fill in with some sedum. And then we always have some new people in our master gardeners. We'll have master gardeners at every area. We do group them. So if you're planning to come to the plant sale, kind of take a look around your yard spaces and think about where you might want to plant, because we do group our plants by those that do well in full sun, those that do well in mostly shade, and those that do well in kind of a mix. So if you know kind of where you're looking to plant, then we're able to help direct you. We try and encourage our master gardeners to put as much information on the tag as possible. Does it like wet soil? What color is the flower? How tall does it get in the garden? So you can know if you want to know if you're buying, you know, something that's going to get 6 foot tall and you need to put it in the back of the garden, or if you're buying a ground cover that's going to, you know, spread through path areas. So, and most of the master gardeners that are there working will be able to answer questions. The ones that are stationed around the garden should be able to help people kind of pick, say, hey, I have an area by my front porch and I want to plant this, and here's how much sun it gets. And so we can help direct people to find a plant that'll work well in their space as well.
And just the mere fact that you're doing it right now and have a lot of confidence that there's plenty of time left in the season to be able to take these home, get them transplanted, and cultivate them so that they will survive winter and will bloom again in the spring. But I suppose you want to get them home and get them taken care of pretty quickly. You don't want to leave them sit in the garage for a few weeks.
No, well, definitely not in the garage, especially if you don't have a lot of sun in your garage. But yeah, even, I mean, I know some people take them home and kind of wait for a nice weekend. It is supposed to be, you know, a little bit toastier. We're kind of got a mix of heat over the next couple weeks. But if you find, you know, they can hold for several days until you find a nice day to plant them or something that works in your schedule. But definitely get them in the ground. Plants this time of year when we don't know what your last frost date's going to be, the more time they have to get in the ground, get them watered. The water will help the roots spread out and get them permanently rooted. Especially some of the bigger plants or some of the more sensitive plants, you might want to plan to put a little mulch around them. That'll help with the initial heave of the frost when the frost hits this fall. We generally say if you have bigger plants, especially like mums, things like that, get them in the garden and get them mulched. Those shallow rooted plants really need that mulch to hold the heat and lessen the impact of that freeze-thaw cycle the first year until they can get rooted.
You bet. Well, I would assume that most of these are probably pretty reasonably priced.
Yes, free will donation.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yep, free will donation. Very rarely we have like a really rare plant or other item come in that we will price, just in case people don't, some people don't know what the value of it is. But I would say for the most part, everything is free will donation, all of the plants. And then we also have, you know, gardening books, tools, some garden decor that people have. And we have a mix. Some of our master gardeners, you know, clean out their gardens or change garden decor. We've had people who have estate sales that donate garden decor. We've had people that have estate sales that want us to come dig up an entire row of lilies too. So we do get some donations of plants that other people in the community have donated, as long as they can kind of tell us, you know, this is what it is, this is how tall it gets, and it's something that we think will sell, we definitely take those. I know we've got some, even some houseplants coming. So if people are looking to put anything decor-wise, indoors, outdoors, we'll probably have something on the sale.
Good, good. And any money that's raised goes right back into the program?
Absolutely, yeah, back into the Master Gardener program. But really, our Master Gardeners do a lot of work in the community. So we give a horticulture scholarship to a graduating senior every year. We do mini grants to local libraries, schools, other nonprofit organizations for community beautification. We've helped start seed libraries with that money. We've helped, you know, re-landscape libraries. A lot of different organizations benefit from those mini grants that we do. And then we put some of it back into our own projects. We maintain, you know, several demonstration gardens throughout Cass County to help educate people. And we do a lot of food donation gardening, and that money supports some of that work as well.
Sure. So if you're familiar with maybe going out to the garden center, whether it's local or something in one of the big cities around the area, that you know, sometimes you get assistance and sometimes they're just really busy and they don't have time to work with you to answer some questions and things. This is a chance to get firsthand knowledge if you're not certain about what you're looking for or what you're purchasing.
Absolutely. Yep. All of our master gardeners will be there to answer questions. We also usually have a variety of resources and publications. So we'll have different lists out there of things that work well in the garden this time of year, things that work well in sun and shade. We usually put a publication out about fall tips for lawn care. There's some things you can be doing in your lawn this time of year to make it green up and be really ready to go in the spring. So we put all of that gardening information out there as well.
Very good. Again, that's this Saturday coming up on September 9th at the Cass County Community Center, right in front of the building there in the parking lot. You won't miss them. Sale starts at 8 a.m., and I'm not going to tell you when it ends, because it ends when it's all gone, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it goes. So, and like anything else, get there early to get the best selection, and don't be afraid to ask those questions if you're not certain. Kate, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great sale.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.